Hello, this is Lisa DeLay, and you are listening to the Spark My Muse podcast. Today is Soul School, Lesson 92. I'm really excited to talk to you today on Soul School, especially about what is happening in about 2 weeks. I'm going to The Gathering, which is Krista Tippett and On Being Studios' inaugural event in a place called 1440 Multiversity, which is in Santa Cruz, California, right in the middle of some of the redwoods over there. It's a place I've never gone to before. I've never even gone to the West Coast, so I'm very excited about this opportunity. And I want to do quite a few live broadcasts for people who support the show. Now, I don't know exactly technically how this will work, so I'm going to try to do a live broadcast sooner than when I go, and I will be making an announcement on Twitter for that and also to my Patreon supporters. That will be in the next week or so. So please stay tuned for that as I do a trial live broadcast and talk to you a little bit about what is planned for the trip and who some of the teachers are that I'm going to be interacting with and the panelists. And should be meeting a lot of new friends from all over the world, from all different sort of backgrounds, and doing all kinds of different, really interesting work in the world. I'm hoping it'll be a time of connection and learning. I'm sure it will be. It's been promised to be that, and it looks like it certainly will be. So if you'd like to get in on those live broadcasts and the replays of those, go to patreon.com/sparkmymuse, join in as a supporter at the varsity level or higher, and you'll get in on all those. You can watch them whenever you want. It's going to be very behind the scenes, one-on-one about the trip and what's happening during that time. Probably during the in-between times, it's not going to directly infringe on the event itself or anything like that, but it'll be one-to-one times with people I meet along the way, and it's going to be just so exciting. I'm really excited to share this with you and share with you all the things I learned while I'm there. Now, today I wanted to share a poem once again because I've been really enjoying a time for reflection and slowing down during these Soul School lessons. And as I was looking for a poem, I found something from David Bottoms. He's a poet who was born in Canton, Georgia in 1949, and he received his BA from Mercer University. He now teaches at Georgia State, and he wrote a poem about baseball, but it's not just about baseball, of course, but it's called Sign for My Father Who Stressed the Bunt. And if you're not familiar with baseball, I will be reflecting on this and explaining some of the little insinuations that are captured and hidden within this poem. And one of the reasons I decided to do this poem is because it just brought me to tears, because it really reminded me of my father. My father was born a year before David Bottoms, and he was a really big baseball fan. My dad was born in Brooklyn to two Puerto Rican parents who immigrated here and learned English once they got here. He loved playing stickball, which was a game of baseball basically in the city where it was kind of a house rules type of thing. He used a broomstick for a bat and a little rubber ball for a ball and just kind of made the bases wherever they could. And they would have different kinds of rules. If the ball bounced off of this and bounced off of that and did this, it could mean one thing. And my dad loved playing stickball in the city, and he really loved the Brooklyn Dodgers. This was back when Brooklyn had its own baseball team, and he was a big Brooklyn Dodgers fan, and he would tell me stories about going to Abbotts Field and seeing the Brooklyn Dodgers play and loving them. And then the Brooklyn Dodgers betrayed their fans and moved to LA, and it was a heartbreak, a terrible, terrible heartbreak for any Brooklyn Dodgers fans. And after that, he was a Pirates fan because he liked their hats, and I don't think there was much more in it than that. He was a young kid at the time, and he changed teams. He could never root for the Dodgers as an LA team. And so he was a big baseball fan. He'd watch it a lot on television, and we'd go to games when he didn't know that much later in his life he would actually move to Pittsburgh and be going to games, taking us, and we would go on Buck Night, which was a dollar, which was incredible. We could get these nosebleed seats and see games, and at the time Barry Bonds was a Pirate when I was there, and we got to see him play, hit homers and all that stuff. This was probably before he was taking steroids, because he was kind of a small guy at the time. Just spitballing there. I don't know if that's true. But baseball became part of my life as a child, and part of the time I would enjoy being with my dad, and he would explain the game to me. And it's a slow game. It's a pastime. It's not like football, where there's a lot of big hits and a lot of action followed by waiting around and huddles. It's baseball, you wait things out and you have to be patient. And it can take a long time, an afternoon. And there's a few things that happen, but sometimes you're really just waiting things out and planning. And there's a just sort of a cerebralness about it that it might be different if you're a football fan to be introduced to baseball later on. It might never really catch on for you. This poem reminded me of my dad for the fact that it was about baseball, but also for, I think, the point for which the poem was written in the first place. So I'll jump into it and then reflect a little bit about what touched me. And if something about this poem touched you for some reason, I'd love to hear your thoughts. You can either email me at contact@sparkmymuse.com, or you can go to the Patreon section for this episode. There's show notes every week at patreon.com/sparkmymuse for Soul School Lesson 92. And there's always a comment section, and I'd love to hear your thoughts about the episode or this program or baseball or anything you like. And we can always converse there about these sorts of things. I'll get started right now. Signed for my father, who stressed the bunt. On the rough diamond, the hand-cut field below the dog lot and barn, we rehearsed the strict technique of bunting. I watched from the infield, the mound, the backstop, as your left hand climbed the bat, your legs and shoulders squared towards the pitcher. You could drop it like a seed. Down either baseline, I admired your style, but not enough to take my eyes off the bank that served as our center field fence. Years passed, 3 leagues of organized ball, no few lives. I could homer into the left field lot of Carmichael Motors, and still you stress the same technique, the crouch and spring, the lead arm absorbing just enough impact, that whole tiresome pitch about basics never changing, and I never learned what you were laying down. Like a hand brushed across the bill of a cap, let this be the sign. I'm getting a grip on the sacrifice. All right, so to decode some of this baseball language, if you're not familiar, the rough diamond is the baseball diamond. Hand-cut field below the dog lot and barn. Hand-cut sounds like they made their own baseball field near where he was in the country. And the strict technique of bunting is where you're in the batter's box, if they even made a box, but if you're right-handed, you're facing the pitcher with your left arm, but when you bunt, you turn and you square your shoulders straight up to the pitcher, and you shift your bat in your hand so that you're holding the bat completely differently, and you square up so that you can absorb the pitch, and you're not swinging at all. You're just letting the ball hit the bat, and you're kind of absorbing the impact of that throw. If your left hand has climbed the bat, he might have been a left-handed batter. And when he says you can drop it like a seed, that means the ball just goes straight down, meaning every infielder and the pitcher too would have to really run in and get the ball. It wouldn't get hit very far at all, which is the whole point of bunting. The point of bunting is almost always a sacrifice play. So typically in baseball, we want to get on base or hit a home run. You just swing for the fences. You swing as hard as you can. You lob that ball and hopefully get a home run, or at least hit it well enough that you can get on a base. But bunting is completely different. Bunting is usually a sacrifice where you'll probably get out. You could probably get thrown out so that another player can advance to another base. And it involves changing the whole game up so that you absorb the impact of the pitch and you let the ball just drop down in front of you on one side or the other of the baseline. It's going towards first base or going towards third base. And he says that his dad could just do it perfectly. He could send it down first or third, depending on what was needed. But on the other hand, he admired him, but he couldn't take his eyes off of that center field fence. He didn't want to stop trying for those home runs. And then he says years later, even though he could hit home runs out of left field, he kept stressing, his father kept stressing the same technique, crouch and spring, lead arm absorbing just enough impact. And the whole tiresome thing about going over the basics and never changing, his dad was laying that down again and again. And in baseball, there's a third base coach, a coach that stands near third base and gives the batter signs for how to hit the ball. He might call a bunt by doing a certain sign. Maybe he will brush the bill of his cap or touch himself in a certain way on his shoulder or something. And he'll indicate what the batter should try to do, whether it's to swing away or get a base hit or do a bunt. And the final thing that David Bottom says is, like a hand brushed across the bill of a cap, let this be the sign that I'm getting a grip on the sacrifice. He's trying to tell his father that he's learning how to bunt, and he's learning that bunting means sacrifice. And that's his life lesson that he's learning. It's really interesting how a father can teach a son or how a parent can teach a child. They're learning about sacrifice by being a parent. They're also trying to teach their child, too, that life involves sacrifice. It's not always about getting those home runs and getting on base. Sometimes you're sacrificing to make sure that other people can move ahead on their bases, and you'll wind up getting thrown out. But that's not the point of the game. The point of the game isn't that you always get on base, but that you're playing the game well and that you're understanding and getting a grip on the sacrifice. And sometimes it's important to stress the bunt. This is a really interesting way of looking at life as well. We live in a world that stresses the home runs and the grand slams, but not always a world that stresses the bunt. And the bunt might seem like the meek way or the out of the spotlight way. It's a sacrifice play. It's not going to get you any big awards for doing that. It'd be considered a lot more heroic if you were the home run hitter, not the bunting king. But as a person who holds other people in regard, and as a person who's going for the long game and the big wins for everybody in the end, you want to be a person who stresses the bunt in your own life and also encourages other people to stress the bunt. So, really interesting thing. I know my dad would have loved this poem. It would have touched him in many ways. And I think it would touch him even to know that I was telling a poem on my own show about baseball. He was also a poet, my dad. He took poetry classes, and he did his own poems in a kind of New Yorkian style. I'll try to find some of those poems at some time and maybe be able to read them on this program. So I leave you with that. I leave you with the idea of stressing the bunt and getting a grip on the sacrifice. Perhaps there's something that you've learned about in terms of sacrifice that you didn't know previously, and you might want to share it. I'd be happy to hear that. And if you want to contact me on Twitter as well, you can do that at SparkMyMuse on Twitter. That's the official Twitter account for this show. And my personal one is at Lisa Delay, LisaDelay on Twitter. That's where you can find me. So I look forward to sharing some of my adventures with you very soon. And until next week, I bid you well.